Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for my Ratzvah Yechuli Yajmas. Or says the Ratzvah Shmuel, the Mishnah on Sukkah tells us at the very beginning that a Sukkah that's higher than 20 Amos is Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says such a Sukkah is kosher. If it's not 10 Tfachim, if it doesn't have three walls, if it has more sun than shade, it's Pasul. That's the Mishnah. The Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Hilchos Sukkah at the beginning, Shir HaSukkah, the shir of a sukkah, the goiva, the height, is no less than 10 tefachim, no more than 20 amis, Rach bein pachos mi shiva tefachim al shiva tefachim, and the width is no less than 7 by 7 tefachim. V'yesh lo lahosif b'rachva afilu kama milim, you can make it as wide as you want. So we have, like the Mishnah says, that the goiva is no less than 10 tefachim, the height, and no more than 20 amis, and the width is no less than 7 by 7 tefachim, but you can add on to the width as much as you want. And a haisa p'chusa me'asaro mi'shiva al shiva, or gavoya me'eslim amma kol sha'areze p'sula. If it was less than 10 tefachim, or it was less than 7 by 7 tefachim width, or it was higher than 20 amis, even a little bit, it's pasul. Ad kan midivrei Rambam. We see in the Rambam that these are all mehilchos shiurim. These are all amounts of a sukkah. And the shir of a sukkah begoiva is no more than 20 amis, no less than 10 tefachim, and the width is 7 by 7. Now, we don't find in the Gemara Mefurosh a shir sukkah unless you're dealing with the roichav, the width. And after Zayin Omid Beis, the Gemara says at the bottom of the page that we have a Kamash Malan, that a shir sukkah ktana is shiva tefachim. The amount of the sukkah ktana is shev shiva tefachim. But that's the only time you see in the Gemara lashon of shir. Otherwise, the Gemara doesn't use a lashon of shir. The Rambam says these are all shiurim. The Gemara doesn't say a lashon of shir. Only by roichav, only by the width. The riff at the beginning of Perek Beis in the Perish of Mishnayis also. The Rambam writes that goiva she'eino pachos me'asor tefachim, that the height, that it can't be less than 10 tefachim, is also midin shir, based on the Gemara in Yudamid Aleph. Now, when it comes to 20 amos, here we get into a problem. Because in the meantime, there's no contradiction between the Rambam and the Gemara. But when you get to higher than 20 amos, the Gemara gives three reasons why it can't be higher than 20 amos. One reason is Rabba's reason, Heker, that you recognize it, your peripheral vision is able to see within 20 amos, but higher, you don't see. L'man yedu doraseichem, person has to know that he's sitting in the sukkah. Until 20, he knows. Higher than 20, he doesn't know, because they'll shelter be'ena. Reb Zera says that you need to be sitting in the shade of the sukkah. Higher than 20 isn't the shade. You're not sitting in the shade anymore. So according to both Rabba and Reb Zera, we're not dealing with a shear here. And the issue here isn't shear. There are reasons. It's a reason why it has to be this high. Not because this is a set amount like eating a kezias. Here, it's functional. It has to fulfill a certain function. Either that you're sitting in the shade, or that you know you're in the sukkah. But it's not midin shir. And they're even studying that it's kosher if it's higher than 20 amos. According to Rabba, if the defunos magios l'schach, if the walls reach the schach, it's kosher even higher than 20. Because it's not a set shir. There's a reason. And as long as the reason is fulfilled, i.e. that you know you're sitting in the sukkah, so your eyes are going to be drawn with the wall and you're going to see higher than 20, then beseder gamor. Then you're allowed to sit even higher than 20, and sit even higher than 20. Reb Zera holds that if it's wider than Arba Amis, the sukkah, then it's allowed to be even higher than 20 Amis. So you have it sealed, you have a scenario, both according to Rav and Reb Zera, you don't need to keep to the 20 Amis. According to, because they give reasons. According to Rav, the reason is, say, midiras keva, v'shev midiras aroi, exit your diras keva, and sit in your Dira Sarai, exit your permanent home, and sit in a temporary home. So if it's higher than 20, they need to be, the walls need to be so strong that it's going to be a permanent dwelling. But if it's less than 20, it could theoretically be temporary. So it has to be a tzura of a temporary dwelling. So again, there's a reason given. Parenthetically, the Rambam of the Perush Mishnayos says that only with respect to the Reichav Zayin al Zayin, he writes that there's a shear. Linyan Goiva, the Rambam passels, not mitzad shear, but mitzad, that it's yini required diras arai. Now the Maskonas HaGemara, Rashi writes, Ad Esrim Amah, on the bottom of the page, Loik pida Torah al arai el Hashem shear, ulas islach shear begoiva, shteyachol el amal adei seydus arai. That the Torah gave you a shear, that it should be 20, that it should be able to stand with temporary pegs. In other words, you can make a temporary dwelling if it's less than 20. Amos. So you see from Rashi that it's a din shear, that this 20 amos is a din in shear. That the shear is that it has to be a shear of arai. And we can argue that the Rambam, Paskins in the Yad, when he says there's a shear, he's paskening that l'ilchus hakarava, like the Magid Mishnah writes, because he's not mechalek. Rambam doesn't distinguish between whether the dafnus magios l'schach or lo magios l'schach, which is a chiluk made by Rabbah, and Reb Zeira is mechalek between how wide this sukkah is. If it's more than arbam, it's less than arbam. He makes no such chilukim, so he's paskening like Rava, and he's learning like Rashi's learning, that the 20 amos are not just midin. Say midiras keva, the shave midiras eroi, that you're supposed to sit in a temporary dwelling. That's what 20 is about, but it's a shear. They gave this shear because that's the shear of a temporary dwelling. So it's not just a functional height to serve a certain function, but rather it's a set amount, and therefore it can change based on the functions. But it's a set amount. They gave this set amount, the amount of that the shear of 20 tefachim is mitam, that it's 20 tefachim is a diras arai. But it is a set shear. It can be defined as a shear. However, we have to understand, because what we said now, and that the Rambam would be like Rashi and also Tosfos, all that it's midin shear. So that's only Rashi and Tosfos. But Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't learn it's a shear. Listen to the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rava Omar Midhsiv Basukas Tesh Shivas Yomim, Zain Yom Bilvat, Shmaimina Dira Saroi Bainan, Ulamala Mikhofama Vada Dira Sarakevo, Vena Dira Sarai, Lefikach Psula. You know why it's puzzle? If it's higher than 20 amis? Because it's a diras keva, it's not a diras arai, therefore it's puzzle, not because it's not the right shear. Because it's a diras keva. See, there's a distinction here. It's not because it's the wrong amount. It's because now it has the status of a diras keva if it's higher than 20 amos. Abalamata michov amah, the mishkach sadovin ish diras arai, but less than 20 amos, that we find that a person makes a diras arai, avagav dovid lamein diras keva, even though he makes diras keva, it's still okay. But again, you see it's mitam that it's a diras keva if it's higher than 20. Now midin shir. And so in the Rif, who writes that the halach is like Rava, because the machok is Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yehuda is, do we require a diras kever, a diras arai, and we pass in diras arai beinan. And so writes the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, that it has to be a diras arai, like we mentioned before. So according to that, we have to understand what the Rambam writes in the Chibur, in the Yad, that it's midin shir. Because according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif and the Rav himself in the Perush HaMishnayos, it's not midin shir. It's because we require diras arai, and lamala michof is a diras keva, and therefore it's pasul. So that kasha was asked by the great Rosh Yeshiva Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira, and we're going to go on his derech. Rambam writes, and like we saw on the Yad, that the Mishnah is midin shir sukkah. Now the Mishnah doesn't say anything about shir sukkah. The Mishnah says it's possible if it doesn't meet the right standards, but not that it's the wrong shiur. The Rambam writes there shiurei sukkah. Now, whenever the Rambam writes shiurim, he doesn't conclude that if it doesn't have a shiur, it's possible. Because it's pashut. If it doesn't have the right shiur, it's possible. For example, Perek Zayin Miluav Halachaches, he writes shiurei lulav hadas va'arava. And he writes their shiur, but he doesn't say if it doesn't have the right shiur, it's possible. Also, Perek Aleph Milchos Shofar Halacha Hey, then Yin Shofar writes the shiur. He doesn't say if it doesn't have a shiur, it's possible. But here he does. Here the Rambam says, if it doesn't have the right shiur, it's possible. Now Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, Sukkah D'Oraisa, writes, V'kodim Shenishnais HaMishnah, Ne'emra Shi'ura Misinai. And before the Shir, this is on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, towards the higher part of the page, Sukkah Midoraisa, Deser Mama Diloy Alfina Midoraisa, Rekoyim Shenishnais HaMishnah, Ne'emra Shi'ura Misinai. Before the Mishnah was taught, the Shir was set at Sinai. However, we see later on that only according to Rava, Rashi says that the Pasuk was Makbadan Aroi, the Shem Shir, to give a Shir, Begova Sukkah, to give a Shir to the height of the Sukkah. So how does he say here that we learn Midoy Raisa that the Shir is Esrim Amma? It's Mashmutz Lekulei Alma. Mashmutz, this is universal. Sai according to Rabba, Sai according to Rabzer, Sai according to Rabba is not true. Rashi himself says later on that it's only a shir according to Rava, not according to Rabba and Rabzera. Rabba and Rabzera have a tam, not a shir. So why does Rashi seem to say here that according to everybody, it's the shir is midaraisa? So Rashi and Amud Beis, the Ramasul Shota Baena, he writes the Itaima Mishuma Royu. So he says the reason is Mitzara Roy. Not a Yafusa, not that we have a Lima that it has to have a certain shear. We require that it should be a Sukkah Saroy. Should be a temporary sukkah. Now Rashi says, "Di tami mishum aroi." Rashi is referring to Rava. If the reason is because of aroi, but Rashi himself says that it's midin shir. That it's not mitam aroi; it's mitam shir. So if you put the two Rashis together, what do you get? That the shear is midin aroi. But you know why there's such a shear? Because it's aroi. Because that's the height of a temporary dwelling. Less than 20 amos. So therefore Rashi can say that l'kulei alma, gam l'rabba v'gam l'rib zera, it's going to be a shear. And the reason creates the shear. In other words, once you have the reason of Shalta Be'ina that you see up to 20 Amos, that's not going to be the shear sukkah. Once you have the reason of you have to be in the shade of the sukkah, that's going to be the shear. It's not just a reason, but it's a shear. And Rava gives the reason of Aroi. And that creates, since it has to be Aroi, that creates the Shir Sukkah. And even though according to Rabban and Reb Zera, like we saw, they're studim, that it's effective, even Lamala Me'eslim, like if the funnels are Magios L'Schach, if the walls reach the Schach L'Rava, or if the Roichav is more than Arba Amos according to Reb Zera, L'Choyra, it's not Mishum Shir Begova Sukkah. So if it was a set shear, then how is it different when the circumstances change. A shear is a shear is a shear. Normally you have one set amount, but here it's not one set amount. Here it depends on the circumstances, so it seems that it's not a set shear. So the answer is that this shear is different than a shear in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, shear Rami Hilchot, shear Rami Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and therefore the shear Rami Universal. Mashenken over here, the shiurim are talui in the tam. So as long as you fulfill the tam, then you have this amount. So according to Rabba, if the walls don't reach the schach, then it's going to be up your shelter be'ena, your eye is going to see up to 20 amas. If the walls reach the schach, then it's going to go higher. And therefore the shear is going to change. Because again, the shear is talui in the tam. The shear depends on the reason. And if the reason is to be able to see the schach, so then the higher the walls, then the more you're going to be able to see the schach. If the walls are, meaning if the walls are touching the schach, then you're going to be able to see the schach. Reb Zeira, the reason is because of tzel. So if it's a wider sukkah, then even if the schach is higher, it's still going to give shade. And according to Rava, the reason is because sukkahs were really osarai. If it's higher than 20, if it's up to 20, amos, and not higher. So they're all giving reasons, but the reasons create the shear. And if a different reason will apply, there's going to be a different shear. The Rif writes that according to Rab and Reb Zeira Ika Takanta, there's a takana that the shear can change. But if it's a takana, the lashon of the Rif is Ella Diras Keva Lesle Takanta. There has more than Arbamas, doesn't have more than Arbamas. If it's Gavoa Me'esr Ma'amah, it's puzzle. So he says there's no two ways about it, there's no way to fix it, according to Rava. But according to Rabban Reb Zeira, there's a way to fix it. Why? Because you have the Tam, and then the Shear is going to change with the Tam. According to their time, according to the time of Rabbi and Reb Zeira, if, according to Rabbi's time, if it's higher than 20 amas, but the walls reach the schach, then it's going to be beseder, because the shear is going to change with the time. It has a takana, and you can make it higher. And according to Reb Zeira, if it's wider than our amas, it's going to change. The shear is going to change. Now, in the Perush of Rabbeinu Chananel, he writes, Menolan, Ubolavar Minayin Ki HaGova Posel B'Sukkah. The Gemara is explaining how we know that the Gova, the height, passes in a Sukkah. U'mash Mishum HaGova Posel B'Masnisin. It's mashma that the Mishnah passes because of the height, because it's too high. It's all a chiyun. I don't understand, says Rabbeinu Chananel. Harei L'Rabba Posel Mishum HaKeira. U'Rab Zeira Mishum Tzel. It's not because of the height. In other words, he says, the Gemara is saying, Menalan, how do we know? How do we know what? That this height passes. But it's not because of the height. Rabba passes because there's no heker. It's not recognizable. And Reb Zeira passes because there's no tzel. If it's higher than 20 amps. Now you're not sitting in the shade of the schach. And we already said, that's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the goiva passes in the sukkah. But again, it's not because of the goiva. According to Rabba, that's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's not the goiva. But it's not, the issue is not the goiva. The issue is the heker, and the issue is the tzel. And according to Rava, Rabbeinu Chananel explains, it's pasul al tzdiras arayim. So how does he say, why did Rabbeinu Chananel say that it's pasul al gova? Because of the height. It's not because of the gova, it's because of the reasons that we gave. So we can say, like we explained, that everybody agrees that it's pasul because of the height, and it's not the right shear. Sugashi gvoa l'malam esir ma'am psula. And how do we know that this gova pasuls? because of the reasons. But after we learn the reasons for the psul of gov of lamala me chafama, so now this is going to be the shear of a gova that passels. So the shear passels because of the reason. We can even say more pashin Rabbeinu Chanana, that the shear is not mitinei shiurim. After we learn from the pasuk, because we have psukim, that if it's a higher than 20, it's pasul for whatever reason. So now it's going to be pasul because it's the wrong height, and the height is 20 amos. It's not a shear at all. You can say pshat is that it's a shear. After you have the reason, it's a shear, like we explained until now. Or you could say no, it's not because after you have a reason, it's a we have a shear, but it's not a shear at all. It's not medine shiurim at all. We learn from the pasuk that gova lamala michaf is pasul for whatever reason, and that's the din. It's pasul because it's not the correct height, and the correct height is 20 amos. It's not medine shiurim. It's medin the pasuk. That the pasuk tells us higher than 20 is pasul, because that's the wrong height. Not because of the reason, because it's the wrong height. According to this, we can explain the Rambam. Even the Rambam holds, even though he writes in the Perush Mishnayos, that Rava's reason is because we require a Diras Arayi. Nevertheless, even according to this reason of Diras Arayi, this Diras Arayi is Medin Shir. In other words, once you say that it needs a diras arai, this diras arai is up to 20 amos. Now that 20 amos is set shear. So after the time creates the shear. We said before. And we can also understand why the Rambam says the psul after he already says the shear. Of course, if it's not the right shear, it's pasul. Why is it different than arba minim and shofar? So the answer is that normally the shear mar mehilchos shiurim. Memela, if it's not the right shear, of course it's pasul. But here, the shear mar because of a tam. Mitla taya psula mishum shiuran. The psul is because of the shear. And if the Rambam had a chazer and tell us that it's also pasul if it's not the right shear. Because even shiur mishum tam psula. We know normally that if it's not the right shear, it's going to be pasul. And here the Rambam tells us, even when the shear is because of a tam, it's also possible if it doesn't meet the standard shear. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we can explain more. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it has to be dafka aroi. But that's why higher than 20 is pasul, because it's not aroi. It's not temporary. Lamala michaf is pasul because it's keva, and the gova of chaf makes it into keva. It's keva because of the gova of chaf because it's 20 high. So because of keva, there's a psul gova. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel we saw. Bolivar minayin ki agova pasul basukah. It's the height that pasuls. And we said it's not midin shiurim. It's midin gova. At the gova, it's pasul, this gova, because it's considered keva. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rambam, it's midin shiurim. Okay, there's obviously a ton more to talk about, but we'll just leave you with these machshavas, and hopefully we will continue. There's a lot more to say, so please stay tuned. Mirit Hashem will be zechut to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you for listening.